This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Independence County Judge Robert Griffin has confirmed that two gas companies with wells operating in the Fayetteville Shale of southern Independence County have agreed to help fund repair work. The largest operator in the county, XTO Energy Corporation, has made a major commitment. Jamie Sorrells of XTO informed the judge that his company feels it's obligated to help restore roadways used by his heavy equipment and has committed to a 15-road, $1.77 million project. The county roads to be repaired in the project are Union Hill, Rush Lane, Hickory Flat Road, East Club, Byram Road, Peach Orchard Road and Peach Road, Humphrey Road, Chester Thomas Road, Oak Grove Road, McDougal Road, Camp Dakota Road, Cedar Grove Road, and Wish Street. These roads are located in Justice of the Peace Districts 2 and 3. Most of the repair work includes a county road crew applied gravel base, followed by a 2-inch hot mix asphalt overlay. Judge Griffin said, quote, XTO is showing Independence County that they are a responsible partner and a good neighbor. Judge Griffin and XTO are now working out details to start the road repairs as soon as possible. The judge said he would work as many projects as he could until asphalting is stopped for the winter and then resume in the spring. And the county is currently also working with BHP Billington, another company with gas wells in the southern part of Independence County. BHP Billington has agreed to pay for repair work on Fairview Road. It consists of laying base gravel on 3,058 feet of the road covered by an asphalt overlay. The cost of the project will run around $70,000. Judge Griffin said the base has been laid and is awaiting the hot mix overlay. A one-vehicle accident Sunday night in Viola killed an Elizabeth, Arkansas man. State police say 22-year-old Sean Esposito was driving a 2004 Chevy Cavalier and was westbound on U.S. Highway 62 when he lost control and left the roadway. Police say he struck a private drive, becoming airborne. The vehicle continued west in the ditch line, overturning several times before striking a second private drive and continuing to overturn, ejecting Esposito from the vehicle. Corporal David A. Small of the state police say the vehicle came to a final rest in an upright position on the north side of the highway. Small said Esposito was taken to the Baxter County Regional Medical Center, where he died on Monday. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.